All right, and welcome to another episode of the Real Cognition Podcast. I'm Mario 3000, and then with me today is Pedro El Brujo Saldana.
How you doing, man?
Pedro's going to be doing the podcast with me today because Jay Graves and Josh Wagner weren't available. So we're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff. If you like UFC, if you like sports, and if you like a little bit of politics, like we're trying to make it as like fun and as fun as we can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll be like cool. It'll be like cool shit.
Yeah. Or if you're easily offended, it's going to be kind of...
You know. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're easily offended, it's not going to be the most politically correct. Yeah. But it's going to be real. It'll be real correct. Well, I promise you, Pedro, last time I saw you, that I was going to tell you the hooker story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. My friend Junior calls me up, and he's like, hey, man, what are you doing today? I'm like, oh, nothing much, man. I think I'm just going to go work out at the gym and then just head home. He's all, hey, do you like that band Molotov? And I was all, fuck, yes. And, like, you know Molotov, right?
Yeah.
For those of you guys that don't know Molotov, you imagine a Mexican version of, like, Rage Against the Machine.
That's Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, and in Spanish, but they're
but,
in Spanish.
But 10 times harder.
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah, I want to go to that shit. That shit's going to be awesome. And so, yeah, I show up and we go to the concert. Dude, the concert's freaking amazing. I forgot my luchador mask. I saw like Rey Mysterio there. So after the concert, man, the concert gets out like at one, like near 1 in the morning, dude. And we're fucking hungry. And I look on my phone. I'm like, hey, yo, there's like a Federico's like a mile away. And this is like on 24th Street in Van Buren.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, fuck it, let's go. And our friend, it's me, Jiner, who invited me, and then our friend Juan, he's the one that came up with all the tickets for everyone. That was he wanted to go to the Cozy Molotov. So Juan's all driving, and we get down to Federico's, and when we get out the car, man, it's one of those like really like ghetto Federico's, and there's like a little drive-through.
Uh-huh.
So
it's and like 2 feet tall or 2 feet wide and 3 feet long.
Yeah, it's like a trailer.
Drive-through.
You drive around. You drive in a circle around it. They have like these picnic tables outside, man. And across these picnic tables, there's these two white dudes, and one of them is like passed out across the table, like just out. He looks like Eminem, like dude's out. And then across from him is this older white dude, just like with the saddest look on his face and this empty box of food in front of him. And I'm just, dude, I'm an asshole. I'm walking by and I'm like, damn, dude, this is where dreams go to die. And the dude like looks up at me and I'm like, oh, shit. But no, he was cool. I was like, oh shit, man, my bad. He's all like, ugh. I think they were drunk. So I go and I get in line, I'm ordering my burrito. While I'm ordering, freaking Gina and Juan are like, hey man, they don't have a bathroom here, we need to go to the bathroom really bad.
Just go around the corner, the little tree in the back.
No, they didn't think this way. You know what they said? Yeah. You know what they said to me? They're like, hey, there's a Salsitas right down the road. We can see the sign. Mario's ordering already. I'm like, hey, guys, I see the Salsitas. You know, it's 500 feet away. I can fucking walk there. I'm a fucking man, right? I'm like, you guys go to Salsitas, use the bathroom, whatever. I'll meet you guys there. I'm waiting for my thing. Not a big deal, right? I grab my food, and I start walking, man. I cross the street because it's on the other side of Van Buren. And then I'm walking.
It's right there by that prison, ain't it?
Yeah, there was like a
women's prison.
There could have been. There was like a big wall. There was a wall. But there's a car lot too. There's a car lot.
Car lot. Across the street from the Salsitas.
Yeah,
it's right across the street, like literally across the street from that women's prison right there.
Well, shit's gonna get real with women real quick. So, I go by this bus stop, man. There's like 5-6 people at the bus stop, and I'm like, fuck, there's no buses running, man. When I get close, it's like these like four like hooker black ladies and this pimp and this like younger dude with like dreadlocks and a jersey, and he's just kind of like on the side smoking a cigarette and shit, and I'm just like, oh fuck, like I'm whatever, dude, I'm hood, I'm walking, I'm like, just be confident, Mario, like just walking by. And they start like shouting shit at me, man. This old lady, dude, she's like 60 years old with like a big gut, she had like some missing teeth, and she was like wearing nothing. She was like, what's up, honey? How's your night? I'm like, good. I'm walking good. I'm fucking walking. She's all like, oh, baby, blah, blah, blah. You want some coffee? I'm like, no, thanks. I'm good. No, thanks. And I'm walking, dude. And as I'm walking away, she's all, fuck you then, you punk-ass bitch. And I was like, oh, shit. Dude, and I'm not a punk, but I'm not gonna pick a fight. So I try to like be annoying. So you punk ass bitch motherfucker, fuck you, I'd fuck you up. And I was like, oh, that's not nice. And I just keep walking. She's all, fuck you, that's not nice. Fuck you, punk ass bitch motherfucker. And I was like, and I look at the dude, like I want him to do something. And he looks at me and just like shakes his head. And I'm just like, fuck, man. I was like, that's not nice. You're someone's grandma. Whatever. So I'm like, I take off. I didn't take off, but you know, I was like, fuck it. I need to just walk fast, cut through this lot, and go to Salsita's. So I get to Salsita's, and I freaking walk in, and then there's Gina and Juan like sitting there. And I'm like, hey guys, you guys are not going to believe this. So I got my food, and I tell them the little hooker story. And we're like eating our food. Everyone's laughing. All of a sudden, we're getting ready to go. And Juan's like, oh shit, man, I see her. Oh shit, she's sitting down, man. Oh my god, she's like, she's picking at her butt. Why is she picking at her butt? And I was just like, I was like, what are you talking about? See, we were sitting by a window, but there was a poster on my side. So I didn't see nothing. All I could see was this, obviously, there's a fucking poster. I can't see shit.
Yeah.
All right? And then Gina's on the other side, but he also has a little bit of the poster on his side. He's all, no, I don't see anything either. He couldn't see anything. And Juan's a fucking bullshitter. So I'm like, fuck you, Juan. I can't believe you're gonna play that fucking game, asshole. You motherfucker. And this dude just like gave me like free concert tickets. You know what I mean? It's like, you fucking dick. So, sure enough, they walk out of Salsita's, man. And then I'm walking out last. And all of a sudden I hear, you punk ass bitch maggot motherfucker. I told you I was gonna find you. And I look back. And there she is, man. She's like sitting down like calling me a maggot motherfucker. I've never been called a maggot in my life, man. That's just.
I don't even know how to take a.
No, and then now at this point, man, I'm fucking pissed because this fucking hooker had the nerve to fucking follow me to Salsita's. I was like, fuck you, punk ass bitch. Dude, I could just imagine, like, it was like me yelling at this fucking hooker and her, like, screaming back, and I'm like, fuck you, no, fuck you, fuck you. And just, like, Gina and, like, Juan, like, slowly pulling me away. I was just. Dude, I was pissed, man. That just sucked.
Yeah.
I thought I was hood enough to walk on, you know. I'm Van Buren, man.
Yeah, but people are fucking crazy, especially over there. You don't know what the fuck they're on, you know.
I can't believe she fucking followed me to Salsita's. Like, who fucking does that?
But she got nothing better to do. Who the fuck is gonna pick her up?
Ugh.
Was that a celebrity, right?
Yeah, well, it was a celebrity, dude. That shit's badass, man.
Fucking bad. It's pretty cool.
Did you ever fight a celebrity?
No, I never fought at the celebrity. Actually, the last time I fought was at the Madison downtown, like Fifth Avenue in Madison.
Oh, shit.
It was a small venue.
Pedro has done boxing for a while. For how long?
7-8 years now.
Yeah. And then we met a couple years ago. Your wife works with my best friend.
Yeah.
And so, like, well, I think one time, like, there was, like, a work thing or something, or people just went out to hang out or something.
Yeah, we just
went to some bar.
At the fucking Wig or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was, like, a big fight fan, and I was talking about fights, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that is, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool. And then and then you had, like, a fight coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I did. I was about to. Yeah, I was getting ready for a fight, yeah.
Yeah, so Biggie got a hold of me and said that, hey, that you needed, like, sparring partners or something. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go.
On shit, you know, like, there's one time we was doing this dirt thing. We just shovel dirt, big old bull, walk around, turn around. And there was this crazy-ass, old-ass, probably the same hooker that you met.
She's probably immortal, dude.
Yeah.
All those STDs have made her immortal.
Immune system. test her ass. And she was across the street. She was screaming all kinds of shit. And then I just kept on telling the kids, you know, because I was the only one. I was the oldest one. The other guy below me was like 15, 14 or something like that. And then there was like a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old. I think that was his brother. And I was like, just guys, keep on looking down. Don't pay attention to nobody.
You know? And she's up in crazy.
And she's up in and me and the guy that was behind me, his name was Johnny.
Yeah.
We look up, and this guy and this chick is, hey, fighters, look at these. So she pulls her shirt up and just starts wiggling her stomach. And I'm like, ah, oh, that was disgusting. That shit was gross. And
Little 9-year-old kids right there too.
Yeah, 9-year-old guy. But fortunately, they listened. They didn't look up. It was just me and the other guy. Me and the teenage kid, you know, that we looked up. And I was like, damn, that shit's fucking gross. But that was people there didn't have nothing else better to do than just bullshit and be on fucking drugs the whole time.
Fuck, man. That was a pretty rough side of town, though. Real talk.
Yeah, it was. You know, yeah. It was all fenced in and shit, you know. It was... Good taken care of. You know, the trainer came out, unlocked the door himself. You know, if he didn't know nobody, he didn't really too much go out. Or if he, you know, was not paranoid about somebody, but just like kind of iffy about somebody.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be very, hey, you know, watch this guy or shit like that because of all his issues that he had with the state of Arizona and the Boxing Commission.
Oh yeah, you know, they were trying to like
yeah, they pretty much ruined his name the whole until, you know, they ruined his name here in Arizona with boxing and boxing gyms and shit because the corruption and, you know, the cover up of the corruption that was going on and shit like that, especially all the way to the governor, to the governor's assistants. You know, people that don't know what the fuck they're doing or don't know what the fuck they're doing about when it comes to boxing, you know, they covered up all kinds of shit and ended up fucking my trainer, manager, and one of his fighters, which is Yuri Boy, out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, then, you know, get all kinds of fucking paperwork in, and Top Rank, Bob Arum, ended up fucking him. Millions of dollars, you know. He fought Trinidad Vargas, De La Hoya, you know, and he made $90,000 out of those three fucking fights. Those guys made more than $2 million, you know, probably a piece.
Fuck, man, why didn't they give him his money?
Mexican, don't know how to read English. His managers were fucking taking advantage of him because they were getting a cut of his money.
Of the money he wasn't going to get. That's fucking shitty, dude.
Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, that's what ended up happening. He didn't know how to read and write English. He was counting on everybody else that, oh, you know, that's just sign here, just sign there. And
he didn't think people were going to take advantage of him.
No, because he comes from a town and from a small network of people that, you know, took care of each other. But his original trainer, when his original trainer passed away, I believe, you know, that's when he hooked up with all kinds of shit, shiesty ass people.
Oh, it's like Tyson, man.
Yeah.
It's like Tyson, right? With Costamato?
Similar to Tyson, but without the drugs and the tattoos.
Fuck. Yeah. Canelo or Mayweather?
Mayweather.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, Mayweather could very possibly win. Most likely could win. Possibly, yes. Will most absolutely win. But Canelo has a puncher's chance.
Canelo does have a puncher's chance.
And he's a puncher, which makes it even better. Like, his best, strongest attribute is his best chance.
If he would have been smart, he would have brought Timothy Bradley into his camp. Getting ready for Marcus. He needs a big puncher. Bradley needs a big puncher. And actually, if he would have been smart, he would have brought in Lucas Matisse and fucking Timothy Bradley, because Lucas Matisse and Timothy Bradley are both training with each other right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
he could have like an all star.
Exactly.
And they're 140, so they're gonna be as fast as Mayweather.
Mm-hmm. You got a great boxer in Timothy Bradley and a power puncher in Matisse. You got
Destroyer Matisse.
Destroyer Matisse, and then you got fucking Canelo. Canelo's just Canelo, you know, that fucking guy's a beast. And all those three guys working with each other, working alongside each other, helping each other, that's just like a fucking recipe for greatness. That would have been fantastic for me to see. If I would have seen Timothy Bradley, or if I was to see Timothy Bradley from here on out to the end of his training camp, in Canelo's training camp, or in vice versa, or whatever, I would like Canelo's chances a whole lot more. Because Timothy Bradley is a great boxer.
I don't know. I think Canelo, we both know Canelo has a chance.
He has a chance.
He's in his prime. He's in his motherfucking...
Just look at Mickey Bay and what the fuck is this guy's name? Castillo or some shit. like 2 ESPNs ago. Fucking Mickey Bay, Mayweather's guy.
John Molina Jr. Is that John Molina's son?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Not the same. Probably just a different John Molina. Yeah.
You know, Mickey Bay was whooping the dude's ass. Boom, boom, boom.
Just kept moving forward.
Bah! Gets caught with one punch. And fucking, it was all down here from it. In the 10th round.
But he was getting clipped a lot, though. Like, this kid, John Molina, like, he's a puncher.
Yeah, he
like
was.
Canelo. Like, Canelo's a puncher. And exactly. Canelo has a chin, man. Yeah, Canelo, you know, he hasn't been hurt.
Mayweather doesn't have the power to knock out Canelo.
And Canelo was hit by Josecito. Josecito's a puncher. And Josecito hit him hard.
Josecito.
And Canelo walked through it. Canelo walked through it.
Gomez is a puncher. He's not a
boxer. Josecito broke Ortiz's jaw. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But Ortiz is an asshole. Ortiz is a piece of shit.
No, he is a little bit.
I don't like the guy.
I think he just gets attention because he's like a good looking like Hispanic guy. So they just like throw him in front of people.
His story was why they got attention. When I first seen him coming out in the same time.
Oh, the Orphan Boy?
Yeah, I see that same fight, that same card actually, Pacquiao or De La Hoya. Devin Alexander came out of there. You know, that's where he got a pay per view fight. I remember because he's like, ha, ha, ha. That's why I remember.
Oh, Devin Alexander?
Devin Alexander. And then after that was a fucking Victor Ortiz. You know, and then he fucking won in dramatic fight. Not dramatic, but he won his fucking fight. And then they were making a big ass deal about his fucking mom and dad being a piece of shit. And then his sister being overwhelmed, you know, and leaving them too. And then after that, like, I don't know, I just don't. I was iffy when he fought Berto, when Ortiz fought Berto, because Berto was a good puncher, strong puncher, and you know, the guy with the most to gain, or not the most to gain, but the guy with...
If he would have won, he would have fought Mayweather, huh?
Yeah, you know, and he came out and showed everybody that he still has heart, but then he bitched up against not only Josecito Lopez, but also against, who the fuck was it?
Well, Maidana, he quit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maidana. That's what
after he had dropped Maidana like 3 times. Yeah. Man. He had like rocked Maidana over and over, and Maidana just kept getting up. Like, he's all, I'm going to fucking move forward on this motherfucker.
Yeah, he quit on Maidana, and that's one thing I don't like. If you're going to go out on your shoe.
You can't quit, man. You have to, like, I think that's why he was never going to be great. Because the guys that are great, they, like Anderson Silva versus like Chael Sonnen that first time. He's great and just getting beat. He's a fucking 1 minute left. 1 minute left.
Silva never. Have you ever seen Silva? Silva never tried to throw a punch at him.
Just trying to dodge and submit.
Submit him. That's what he wanted to do when he finally.
He didn't give up though. 5 minutes and 23 minutes, 24 minutes into it. 24 minutes still throwing arm bars and just finally gets it. Yeah. Just finally gets it and he's just like.
That's the difference between Ortiz and Silva. Silva had a plan on how to do something.
Yeah.
Ortiz just.
No, Ortiz has no heart, man. You can't teach heart.
No, Maidana took his heart.
You think just after Maidana, that was it?
Yeah.
But he did good against Berto. Berto dropped him early.
Yeah, but that was before.
Fuck, man.
You know, but Maidana just...
And even Berto. Berto's a fucking warrior, man.
No, he was, but he became a punk. I met him, his sister, and his older brother.
His sister's in the season of with Ronda Rousey with Ultimate Fighter.
Uh huh.
His sister's in it.
Dude, I didn't even know that.
Dude, she's legit MMA.
Yeah, I met her in Florida at this RITC ring. What the fuck was it? Rage. I forgot what the fuck. I was training with these meeting with these promoters.
Yeah.
In Florida, and I met her, I met his brother, and I met him in Florida. Cool ass fucking people. It was kind of funny because it was like the majority of the people at that fight, at those fights, at those MMA fights, were Haitians.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, I've never seen so many Haitians in my life at one place at one time.
Just fucking loving that MMA shit.
Yeah.
You know, well, their dad was like, their dad was in UFC 12.
No way.
Yeah, their dad was in the UFC. He lost. He was in the tournament. He lost.
Oh, wow. I didn't
yeah, but his dad was in, like, UFC 12. Like, there it is, like, Eduardo Berto or something.
Oh, really? I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah. I didn't know that either, and I was like, oh, shit, that's him, and fucking... Dude, I'm obsessed with, like, UFC and shit, so I'm always like... Yeah, but it was his dad, and then his dad even said, like, oh, I was in the UFC once. Like, I was like, get the fuck out of here, Mr. Berto. No, motherfucker was there.
Yeah. I looked that up.
He got beat, though. Like, it was, like, in the eighth minute. It was back when they had, like, one 30-minute round.
Yeah, that's crazy. But Berto, after he lost to Ortiz the first time, after he lost to Ortiz, he came out, oh, he must be on fucking steroids.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. And then when they do the rematch, the motherfucker gets proper steroids.
He was always really buff, though.
Yeah.
You kind of always tell, like, Berto, what the fuck are you getting?
Every time he loses, he fucking cries for some reason. He fought Robert Guerrero. Robert Guerrero boxed the shit out of this motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
He 130 pound Robert Guerrero?
Yeah. Well, at 147, actually. They fought at 147.
What did he fight Mayweather at? 147?
147.
Okay.
You know, he outboxed him like fucking crazy, and then, oh, he fucking poked my eyes. Motherfucker, you got your ass whooped the whole fucking time.
So he poked his eye?
Yeah.
With his thumb?
Yeah. Tim Silva did against Randy Couture when Randy Couture came out of retirement after 2 years of not fighting and beat the shit out of Tim Silva. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't wake up until the last round. My motherfucker, you got beat all five rounds.
Like, yeah.
How embarrassing for the UFC, man.
Yeah. That shit is...
Dude, that's when people knew that Fedor and fucking Pride was, like, the legit fucking champion. When you had Randy Couture, a 205-pound number two guy...
Yeah.
He could never beat Chuck. Oh, he beat Chuck like
one time. That was it.
But, you know, he could never beat Chuck in Chuck's prime. Comes up and takes the heavyweight belt magically. I bet you Chuck was like, man, I could take the heavyweight belt too. Like, what the fuck? Why didn't he?
I don't know. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody's got one and they all stink. And these fucking guys are full of them.
Dude, but now you have Kane though, man.
Kane's a beast, man. I don't know. Like, GDS people are attacking so much shit. Like, he hits like a girl, but yet he got dropped by this fucking by Cain Velasquez hitting like a girl. So does he have a chance? So does if Cain has the hits like a girl, does that mean that JDS has the chin of a girl because he got dropped, or of a little girl because he got dropped? I don't know. They're attacking so much shit about Cain.
It's gonna be a good fight. They need each other. They need each other because that's how you know how great they are. Because if they weren't together. At the same time, one of them would be champion. Yeah. JDS would hold the belt for 5 years if Kane wasn't here to hold the belt for 5 years. Did you hear about them raiding all the Danny's car washes, man?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That was a lot of people.
It wasn't a surprise to me, to be honest with you.
Well, it's like 200-something people were arrested?
Yeah, you know, but... I mean, I don't know. I seen this one thing that, you know, I'm not a big fan of Arpaio. But I did see one thing that made pretty much sense. That said, when Arpaio does it, it's racist or something like that. But when the federal government does it, it's okay. I was like, huh. Kind of makes sense. But at the same time, Arpaio's a dick.
just fuck that guy.
Yeah, you know, fuck that guy.
How does he get reelected, man? Like,
I have no idea.
And he looks like an evil motherfucker. Like, when you look at Arpaio, you're like, man, that looks like a shiesty ass person.
I have no idea how the fuck that guy gets reelected. I mean, everybody that I know, but at the same time, everybody that I know, the majority of people that don't like him don't got the right to vote. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he loses how much money on lawsuits a year? Because his boys fuck up.
Not him. We lose all that money.
Yeah, we lose it because they sue us. And yeah.
I seen this one bitch, this one lady.
You can totally say bitch, man. Okay.
I
say bitch six times before I have breakfast.
I seen this lady getting interviewed and on the news, right? Talking about, oh, it's unbelievable that, you know, the sheriff's deputy will racial profile somebody or ask somebody for papers right straight out the bat. Well, that's bullshit because she don't know what the fuck she's talking about. My dad was pulled over in Hillabend by a sheriff's deputy, and they ran my dad's shit and everything, and he had my car at the time, which was a 2004 Dodge, and he was on the way to Yuma. He got pulled over because I was, you know, working on it, and I did some shit to it, to the taillights. So they pulled him over because the taillights were too dark. You know, bullshit like that. They ran his shit, and then the deputy asks my dad, how can you afford three cars? Because he had an Expedition, I had that Dodge, and my brother had a Camaro. Well, you know, he asked them, how can you afford three cars? You know, do you sell drugs? And my dad's never done drugs in his life. You know, he's old school Mexican. Like, you do drugs, you're a piece of shit kind of guy.
Well, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like old school Mexican. Like, he comes from like a town like a 1,000 people, or if that, you know.
So your name means everything.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. And
it's still, dude, it still is that way in Mexico.
It is.
Like,
it is.
That's the difference, I think, between Mexico and here, is that there, your name means something. Like, if someone says, like, you know, I heard Mario did this blah, blah, blah bullshit last week, and it's, like, all over the town.
And then other
people be like, no, he's never done shit like that.
Yeah.
Give the poor guy the benefit of the doubt, even though he probably did, scumbag and shit.
Yeah, and, no, that's how my dad was brought up, you know, like, hey, you know, you don't need drugs, you don't do drugs, you don't. You know, that's that.
They get pissed?
You know, yeah, they get pissed. My dad was a little upset and a little shocked about it. My dad's like, well, and I asked him, I was like, what the fuck did you do? Because I was pissed about it. I would have told him, you know, it's none of your fucking business. Get the fuck out of my life. Give me my shit back and let me fucking go.
Yeah.
You know, but that was racial profiling because my car didn't have tinted windows. They seen my dad. They had no reason to pull him over. They said my blinker was out. On the car, and when my dad fucking flicked it, the blinker was working, you know, so that was racial profiling, and at the same time, that was fucking racist shit right there, you know, and this lady saying, oh, I've never experienced it. Yeah, exactly. That's like saying the motherfucker in North Scottsdale doesn't believe the crime rate because he's never experienced it, you know, he's never been fucking shot at, or he's never been in a situation
where he needs the cops to get there, like,
yes,
now,
you know,
get,
I mean, they will get there right yesterday over there because, you know, there ain't never shit popping off over there, but
here,
you
come
to the west side, you go to
south side,
you know, it fucking takes them forever, right? Because there's always crazy shit happening over there,
fuck, man,
you know, and.
No, that makes perfect sense, man. And you do see people like that. It's like, we're already giving the cops enough. They do a good job. I'm like, motherfucker, you live in the suburbs. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you know what I mean? You live in fucking 91st and Bell Road. Suck my dick. Get the fuck out.
You know, fucking, are the people in New York that stop and frisk shit?
Yeah.
Oh, we stop crime rates, blah, 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 blah. Or 9 out of 10 people that we stopped are felons or violating probation or have drugs or have a weapon, you know, or this bullshit that they feed. The study that was just done, 9 out of 10 people stopped and frisked were black or Latinos, you know, and 9 out of 10 people, or those same people, weren't doing anything wrong. Not only on top of that, they didn't have no drugs. They didn't have no guns. They weren't.
Oh, and the stop and frisk
in
shit.
Yeah, in New York, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's people talking about, oh, yeah, we need this. Why? You need this in your suburbs?
Man. Those scummy motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know,
man.
Like, the North Scottsdale needs it because they're so afraid that somebody from the west side is going to come over there and fucking stab somebody for some fucking reason or whatever.
Dude, that is such bullshit, man.
Like that's the Daily Show. They're a fucking thing. I like the Daily Show. It's one show that I can connect to, and they're very politically on the dot. They had two panels, all white panel and a black panel. At the end of the day, the white panel was asked the same question that the black panel was asked. How many of you have been stopped and frisked in New York? The white panel, the black panel, everybody but one person. So five out of six.
That's fucked up.
So they asked us, like, you never been pulled over or stopped and frisked? She's like, no, but I just moved here. So she's a newcomer to the city. She hasn't been stopped and frisked. But everybody else that's native to New York, to the city, has been stopped and frisked. Yeah, and then. You know, they ask the same question to the white people. How many of you have been stopped and frisked? Everybody but one person kept their hands down. And they asked the ladies, like, where were you stop and frisk? She's like, at the airport. I'm like, bitch, it's not the same fucking thing.
Dude, that's exactly how it is, man.
You know,
I didn't even know that shit existed until they started fighting it.
Yeah.
If I could have gone to New York and some cop, dude, because I'm that motherfucker that's going to be like, fuck you, man, I know my rights. No, sir.
There's this kid that got told he was going to break his fucking arm by the cops because he finally got enough because he was pulled over 3 times in like the span of 10 minutes. Around the block, every time he turned the corner, he got pulled over and harassed. And he's like, fuck it, the 4th time he decided to record the cops, they were talking shit to him. I'm break your fucking arm and you fucking mutt, this and that shit and all this other crazy shit.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. You know, but then Bloomberg or whatever the fuck the mayor guy is over there is oh yeah, it's okay. It's okay to do that shit. Why? We stopped so many crimes from happening. How? Stopping the frisky 9 fucking people that don't have shit to do with nothing other than going to work and coming home.
Fuck, man.
You know, and that's all fucked up, but it's just like, if you ain't the right shade, you ain't the right person.
Dude, that shit sucks, man. And that still goes on right now. Fucking nerve that people still don't be like, hey, it's 2013, racism doesn't exist. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, are you stupid? You're a racist because you said that.
The new racism is denying racism.
And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I want to believe that it's not about hatred. It's just about motherfuckers that just don't see it. Like, I think there's some people that are good-hearted. They're just like, they see the way someone is. And because they're like, I don't know about baggy pants and a big sweater. They're like,
Yeah.
No, but I mean, okay, yeah. When you're an adult, you should fucking know better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. You know,
see, like, I like giving people the benefit of the doubt, but once I think about it, I'm like, no, you're a fucking adult. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, fucking George Zimmerman murdering Trayvon Martin.
They went too hard after him. My wife called it. She's like, he's going to get scot-free. They're going too hard for him.
Yeah, man.
You know, and that's what one of the jurors says, you know, that they tried too hard.
You know, and like, she tried to write that fucking book, fucking bitch.
No. This is a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. This is a different one. She's a Puerto Rican chick.
Like, oh, the Hispanic one?
Yeah. But see, the thing is, it's funny, when the jury came out, it was like, oh, all white females. How the hell is all white females going to relate to a young teenager, a black teenager? You know what I'm saying? Like,
get the fuck out of here.
No, yeah, that's
a jury of your peers? They ain't no fucking peers.
Yeah, no, that was a jury of Zimmerman's peers.
Oh,
you know, they were trailing Trayvon Martin, you know, and they were defending Zimmerman.
Dude, that guy's such a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
But he's gonna live his rest of his life as George Zimmerman. Like, we might see him at an Applebee's one day. Like,
shit, he lives here in Phoenix. I would love to catch that motherfucker.
Don't say that shit. Please don't say that.
Yeah. I don't know if he lives here in Phoenix, but I know he lives here in Arizona.
Don't say that. He moved?
Yeah.
He moved here.
He moved to Arizona.
Don't sit. We might see him at Applebee's. And then I'll be like, hey, aren't you that motherfucker who murdered that little boy?
Yeah.
And I would say shit like that, too. Was that you?
Don't. You know that motherfucker.
Can I get a picture?
Motherfucker's trigger happy.
Can I get a picture with you, man? For murdering that little kid. Remember that? In Florida?
And he's getting $300,000 off of this shit.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
How is he getting money off murder?
Man. Not off the murder, but because of some other shit. He's getting $300,000 off the fucking state of Florida.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
For like wrongful accusation or something?
I don't know what the fuck it was, but I gotta look it up. But he is getting $300,000. I know his old lady, his wife, is going. Might be doing 4 years in prison because of the
reporting.
Accurately reporting the money they raised.
Fucking scumbags.
Yeah.
Scumbags. You know? Like rat motherfucking scumbags. What a snake, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's a fucking snake in the grass. Like, people that were like, hey, man, you know what? Maybe you are being targeted, Mr. Zimmerman. We're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And you know what? You were for gun rights and whatever. Suck my dick. Dude, and what was worse is that people, they turned it into a gun right issue. Like, a little kid's murder turned into a fucking gun issue. And I was like, that was disgusting. Like, all you motherfuckers are disgusting. You know what I mean?
But you know what? The funny thing? No matter what the fuck happens, you're always protecting the guns, not the people. The NRA always comes out, oh, fucking protect the guns.
Do you think we need full automatic weapons?
No. Fully automatic, semi-automatic, you don't need them.
And if you find someone with them, give that motherfucker harsh ass penalties, right? To make it an example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Drunk driving.
That'll be hard. You know how they say, like, no, we need semi-automatic weapons. We need full automatic weapons because those criminals have full automatic weapons. Well, okay. Let's give the strictest shit to people that get caught with automatic weapons. The strictest shit.
It's just like drunk driving. We give the strictest shit to drunk drivers.
Exactly.
And it's slow and it has declined.
No one fucking drinking drugs.
No, yeah. You put on, oh, get caught driving, get caught buzzed. Get locked up or get drive. What's that the slogan? Drive with hammer, get nailed.
No,
you know what I'm saying,
dude. And I love guns and shit, but I'm like, don't need a AK-47. There's no reason why you need.
AK-47, AR-15. You're not fucking battling anybody in the fucking fields of Afghanistan.
Hey, bro. What if we have to stand up to the government one day, bro?
Yeah. That's gonna happen so much when they shut down the whole communication system. And what's that one? Town in Massachusetts where the sniper kids, the bombing kids got caught.
Boston?
Yeah, the little shithole town up in just north of Boston.
Okay,
where the university is. It got surrounded. There was like one way in, one way out. Everything else was closed off. The fucking electricity, internet, all this shit got turned off. Yeah, you're going to fight the government when they can send all that shit, close out your internet and your lights.
I was really young when... Have you ever heard of Waco?
Waco.
Waco, Texas?
Yes.
Where those Branch Davidian people? We were really young when it happened. Like, me and you, like, we shouldn't know about it, but, like, I went back because I was... people always kept saying, blah, 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 since Waco. It's been 10 years since Waco. It's been 15 years since Waco. I'm like, what the fuck is a Waco? So I looked it up, and it was, like, the Branch Davidians, and they had their, like, little community, and that guy said he was Jesus, and he was banging all the dude's wives. Yeah, man, he said he was Jesus coming back, and he had to, like, bang your wife.
What the hell?
Yeah, but they had, like, this community in Texas and thing, like, you know, they hoarded a lot of weapons and had their own food and shit like that, mm-hmm. And I don't know, the government didn't like it. So you have all these, this community that's armed, they have full automatic weapons, they know how to defend themselves, like, they kind of knew what was coming, and they fucking were ready, right?
Yeah.
Fucking army goes in with Bradley tanks and 8 Apache helicopters. Game over, bitches.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah, your AR-15 AK-47 is gonna shoot through that fucking tank and explode it.
Dude, the people that look at me and they're like, hey, one day we might have to stand up against the government. And I kind of believe that a little bit. One day we might have to, but I'm like, it won't be with a fucking gun, because we wouldn't win. It's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
After like 1950, they had tanks and Apache helicopters. We can't fuck with that. Like,
yeah. And not only that, nowadays you don't win the war with a gun. Look at Egypt and, you know, the
people win the it, people man. Win it
through Facebook, through internet.
Social media.
Exactly, and, you know?
Just showing up and showing them that, like, you know, a million people show up in front of the White House demanding something. Try me some that not getting attention.
Yeah. You know, that's not how you win a fucking war anymore, revolution. But nowadays, the media is all, they get twisted. They get everything twisted. You know, like I said it before, revolutionaries in Egypt are looked up upon. But you get certain people that... here that want to go against the government, and they're automatically fucking domestic terrorists and shit.
Fuck, you
know, man. They make them look all, oh, these fucking people have all kinds of crimes and or you know.
That's what it's going to turn into, right?
That's what it turns into, you know, and that's what it has turned into. I'm not saying that I'm agreeing with all the people that have been, you know, against the government now, because we all know there are a bunch of hillbilly nobodies that fucking hate black people and hate that there's a black president or half white, half black president.
Dude, I feel like with politics, like, I'm against two sides. I'm against the conservatives because a large part of them are, like, racist and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm also against Democrats because most of them still blindly follow Obama, like, he's following through on shit. Like, he's not. He's, like, the same thing as George was, but he's nicer about it. He's nice. He's polite.
Yeah.
But he does the exact same thing, man. You know, and when people that are critical of him, I'm like, that's a legit point, Obama. Why are you still droning kids, man?
Yeah. Why are you still fucking sniping that kid, that guy in New Mexico that American citizen that you labeled a domestic terrorist, so you sniped them.
What? Yeah. I don't know about that. That's what you meant by a domestic terrorist?
Yeah, well, this guy in New Mexico, I forgot where the fuck it was. He was just sniped, no trial, no jury, nothing.
Oh, dude.
He was killed right there off the bat because he was labeled a domestic terrorist.
That's fucked up, man. That you, know? You should at least...
American citizen.
If you're a citizen, you deserve a fucking trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's your right. You know, it's your right as a trial. But since a Patriot Act, you ain't got no rights no more. And that's what people don't...
And we're not going to find out until we start speaking out, huh? As soon as people start speaking out, we're going to see like shit
but
pop off.
People are too lazy nowadays. They're not like it used to be. You know, people don't fight for what's right. They get told what's right.
You know what? I think the people still do. They just have like no one to believe in. You know, man. Like,
that is true.
Obama was like the biggest backstabber in the world, dude.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're all distracted with the Boston bombing thing, right? It's the Boston bombings happened on a Tuesday or something, Monday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the next, very next day when we're all focused on someone kill these people and but they're in Boston still. We're going to fucking get them because they're in Boston still, right? And we got pictures. We got pictures and shit from the cameras and all the angles.
Uh-huh.
He signs the Monsanto Protection Act.
He signs them?
No, he signed the Monsanto. It passed the Senate that
morning. Oh, the.
He signed that thing that you can't sue Monsanto for stuff, man.
Not only that, what the fuck was it? What else was it?
They were trying to slip that internet thing again.
No, they did. No, they did slip it in there.
Fuck
the God. NSA, whatever.
Yeah.
They did slip it in there.
And he signed it. He knew, man.
He knew. Yeah, he's just
like... But he's nice about it, you know? Because he's nice, we let him get away with it. But I'd rather root for him than root for the other side, because the other side is just fucking terrible.
Dude. Yeah, it's
I don't even know how they're a party. I don't even know how people vote for them.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know either.
It's a 50-50? Like, the country's split down the middle? I'm like, who the fuck are the other... I never meet any of the crazy ones. Like, why don't I meet them? Where are they? Who are these people?
People are too lazy to think for themselves. People want to get thoughtful nowadays, you know? And nobody does it better than Fox News.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Those pieces... Dude.
Did you see this fucking broad talking about... this guy did a study about... Survivor syndrome, talking about how people are upset that they could have been aborted, making an excuse for those three pieces of shit that killed that baseball player in Oklahoma.
Don't say that shit, man. Don't say that shit. Those are just fucking scumbag lowlives.
Exactly.
You can be a scumbag lowlife at 15.
This fucking lady was making up an excuse saying that, you know, nowadays with all this abortion going on and talk, you know, people feel guilty that they're alive. I'm like, what the, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, so... You know, this, you know...
Because,
you know,
like, my mom would have aborted me. I'm going to kill this guy.
Yeah, and
what a fucking scumbag bitch.
She sampled a guy up in Canada, Nay. This doctor, psychiatrist, Nay. But this guy is such a religious freak that he's so pro-life that even though he's got his degree and this and that, he's such a big pusher for pro-life because he's so religious. That's what they quoted. Oh, well, you know, he did a fucking major study about survivor syndrome. Like, oh, and then he says, yeah, you know, mothers that have aborted kids before have a harder time connecting with their children now. I'm like, you fucking stupid or you fucking stupid?
Dude,
I don't know.
Like, I just don't understand how they even have that mentality. You know what I mean?
It's
like I know they bring up the Bible, but also like in the Bible, like in the Leviticus, like it says like, let's say me and you are fighting, your wife's pregnant, and she gets hit in the altercation and she loses the baby, I pay you some money and we're good. Like, that's what it says in the Bible. It says if two men are like fighting and somehow your wife intervenes and she gets hurt and she loses her baby, I just owe you a couple like pieces of silver and we're good. I don't even have to go to jail. That's what it says in the Bible, like during a fight.
The Bible's full of fucked up shit. It is.
It is, man.
It's
full and of then, fucked and up then shit. All
and
these
that's
people.
What people don't wanna. Oh no. The Bible is it's a good thing. It's a good
you
book.
They pick and choose.
It's
huh?
a, yeah, exactly.
Pick
it's
and
a good
choose,
book.
Whatever helps you and shit.
It's a good book because it's got prostitutes, murders, everything. Everything bad that it can happen is in the Bible. But at the same time, everything good that can happen is in the Bible too.
I bet you those people that like think that way, that are like against like gay marriage, women's rights. It is women's rights. It's women's rights.
If it's causing you to...
I bet you those people know more of the bad verses than the one that says, like, love your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, be nice to people. Yeah. Like,
just turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek, yeah, man. Like, treat others like you want to be treated. You know what?
Yeah.
Respect your parents, motherfucker. Like,
turn the other cheek just to set up and then they just that shit. Just to set up.
I bet you if you went to, like, the crazy hardcore ones and they're like, Leviticus blah 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 says this and blah 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 says this and then blah 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 says this. I'm like, okay, well, name me, like, 10 of your favorite ones that says, like, love the people you're with. And I bet you they'd be like, oh, I don't read those. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Who reads those? Come on, guy.
Those are just nice poetry. Like, no, dude, that's what it's about. It's about being nice to people. Don't be a fucking jerk. You know?
Yeah. Exactly. You know.
And if you're good, and you know what it says if you're good, like, God rewards you. But let's be real, man. Like, if someone's a good person, you know they're a good person, and you ever see that they're in trouble, you go out of their way to help them out because you're like, hey, that motherfucker's a good guy. Like, he needs some help. And you help him out. And he had nothing to do with him asking or anything. He would probably say this like, oh shit, I'm in financial trouble or something. But then he has like friends or family that like, because he's a good person, like, hey, like, you know, he's an honest guy, like, that's not fair. And people help you out. That is like exactly. God. That's God helping people, you know?
Yeah. One thing that trips me out is these Jehovah's Witnesses. They can't take blood transfusions.
Oh, fuck, dude.
You know, and I don't know why. I mean, like, it, you know, hey, if that's what they believe, that's what makes them happy. They like it, I love it. Or they love it, I like it. Whatever, you know? But this is weird. I mean, they like, oh, well, God is the guy that takes care of everything. Yeah, but at the same time, God...
Don't you get immunizations,
created,
you crazies?
You know, God created doctors that help people because God created them.
God created science,
so,
bitches.
Yeah,
man, God created science. Like, look at it that way. God gave people certain gifts that they were smart and they worked on stuff and they fixed it out. You know? Well, why were they smarter than everyone?
Exactly.
Maybe they just were genetically, or they were just gifted, or they worked hard. Some people just work hard. But it's like, throw God. Give God some credit. Think about it that way, and then get your blood transfusion, man. Dude, I had an aunt that had a cousin who worked in Mexico, and he worked at a computer factory where they're making, like, motherboards. And they would have, like, the green, you know, blank computer board that would come out. And then the motherboard would come and get, like, nailed into it. Some motherfucker's, like, working down this, like, this belt that's, like, rolling these, like, motherboards. And he's just supposed to adjust it. One way or another, the thing comes down on his fingers, like his hand, like he loses two fucking fingers, right? And all this blood's coming out. His mom is like, no, we are Jehovah's Witnesses, and he will not have a blood transfusion. Motherfucker's dying. He's dying for loss of blood, whatever, you know what I mean? I think, like, finally, like, she gets it that he might die, like, he is dying, and so she's like, fine, give him the blood. They agree to it, whatever, he gets his blood transfusion, he makes it, right? 2 years later, she, like, renounces the faith and gets, like, a boob job. I'm like, fuck you, tia. Like, you're a fucking scumbag. At least wait 5 years.
5 years is the minimum. Come on.
It was, like, something ridiculous. Like, a couple Christmases, and she's like, well, you know, I don't want to be Jehovah's Witness anymore. And then it got me boobs.
Yeah.
You fucking lowlife.
And people take all that shit to the extreme. I mean, people that count calories. That's some bullshit.
I don't know. That's too much. I think women do that. Like, I don't think a lot of guys will sit there and write shit down. But women, like, women love detail.
Actually, I know there's one guy that was counting calories, but
why?
I mean, I don't know, because he wanted to get buff for some reason. I don't know. He was just fucking weird. It's just weird to me because I don't believe in it and I don't think it works. What I don't like is when people force their shit to their kids, like this unhealthy shit. Like, oh, counting calories is healthy. No, it's not.
Oh.
You know, like, because you can eat a shitload of candy, drink a shitload of soda, and you can still be good on calories, but you ain't getting no nutrition out of the soda, you ain't getting no nutrition out of the candy, your shit fucking teeth are gonna get rotten out, but you're eating healthy because you're counting calories, and those fucking candies are 10 calories each.
Dude,
that's bullshit.
Dude, you could have a soda pop, a donut, a Capri Sun, and a box of, like, I don't know, something sweet, like Oreos. And it's all mostly, like, high fructose corn syrup. You would have just a big pile of high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
It would all be like a putty.
But you're counting calories, so that's okay.
But you're counting calories.
Yeah, that's...
And you could be like, oh, I could have, like, five huge salads for like one third of that or something. Like
yeah.
That,
you know what I mean? What the fuck? This university instructor at Kansas, I believe, he did a study about counting calories. He was going to eat nothing but junk food. He said, a junk food diet. He was counting calories. But he's going to mix in some vegetables, some fruits and vegetables. Hold up, motherfucker. If you're going to do a junk food diet, don't mix fruits and vegetables in it. Just do the junk food. Because now it's not a junk food diet.
Oh, I get what you mean. He, like, you know, he was trying to like make him stick out, and he set it up. Like, he had a setup.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he was.
And he's going to show up all ripped. Letters, he's going to show up all ripped and shit.
Big ass letters. Junk food diet. Counting calories. Small ass letters down here. I ate vegetables and fruit.
Get the fuck out of here.
What
man.
The hell?
That's bullshit. Dude, that movie Super Size Me?
I never seen that, but I want
to
see it.
People said that was a fake. People have tried to duplicate it. That motherfucker rigged it.
Really?
He lied about something. He lied about something.
I haven't seen that fucking guy in forever.
Well, he had a show on TV where he would do something for 30 days.
Yeah.
But that was a while ago. But no, they found out that he did something with the results because no one can duplicate it. Like, you know how he went to the doctor and it's like, man, you're fucking dying. Like, your blood pressure, cholesterol is like, oh my God. No, dude. No, people get nowhere near it. Like, they start from day one to day 30 and... You fucking lied to us, that piece of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? What a scumbag.
What a piece of shit.
I don't know. We would have watched it anyways.
It's off for ratings. Yeah, it's off for ratings. It's off for money.
Ratings and money.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think we went long enough?
Oh, yeah.
116?
Yeah.
We did it, man.
All right, cool. That was cool, man.
Dude.